Marley as just a filler in between as we get to take a break. And that's from our Afro Top 40 countdown. This is Skip Marley with a song Close. The news in detail is coming up just in a bit right here on the Power Afro 40 with Misha Kainer sitting in for our Queen Fortress.
Bringing you top-notch radio every hour. 91.3. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Ogbwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Within your lunchtime news this afternoon, government rules out extensions voter registration inspection exercise. Splash, a global non-profit known for its scalable citywide approach to WASH and menstrual health in public schools to expand its engagement in Zambia. Tanzania pushes out Burundian refugees, UN concerned within international news. And in sports news, Numba anticipates tough encounter against former club Kawe Warriors.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. 1 acre fund field director for Kapiri Mposhi District under the agroforestry program, Charity Dube, is encouraging farmers to adopt and embrace new drought-tolerant farming techniques. She highlighted that embracing such farming techniques will not only enhance agricultural productivity, but also improve food security at household level, which she said has been vulnerable to climate shocks. She has therefore urged farmers to remain resilient by practicing climate-smart agriculture if they are to take farming as a business and to maximize profits from their activities. Meanwhile, she emphasized that farmers should not rely solely on crop production, but also explore the various business opportunities associated with farming. She explained that farmers are being trained in diverse ways to diversify their farming activities, enabling them to earn daily incomes and improve their household's economic status.
We are training our farmers a lot of business. Business is not just growing maize, growing soybeans. Talk about oranges. Sell the orange at any time and have some benefits that he's able to sustain himself during drought. You talk about bananas. You talk about lemons. There are a lot of activities that we are encouraging as an organization to farmers. We are teaching them not to depend just on our farming, but a lot of activities that they can bring them their daily income to their homes or bread to their table.
And we are joined by a regenerative farmer and co-founder of Grassroots Trust co-founder, Mr. Rolf Shenton, on Power FM Lunchtime News. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Mr. Shenton.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Hello, farmers.
Absolutely welcome. Climate change is one of the main challenges of our time with immense socio-economic impacts on humanity. This is likely to be taken as a new normal as it calls for a shift on how we do our farming. What is actually climate smart farming and why is it important?
Well, for, you know, we live in nature. The world is nature. And if we don't work with nature, we're working against nature. And most of the modern farming is working against nature. We're poisoning things with herbicides. We're poisoning things with fertilizers. We're unbalancing the soil nutrients. And so what regenerative farming is about trying to work with nature and build back the system of biology, plants and animals.
And government is aware of the calls for Zambia to have a policy dedicated to smart agriculture and biodiversity. That is, if the country is to build a resilient and sustainable farming sector. Why is a standalone policy on smart agriculture and biodiversity important for Zambia? And how soon do you think this policy should be developed?
Well, it's critical from three points of view. It's both environmental, it's economic, and it's social. If we want to keep on empowering our small-scale farmers, they'll need to reduce their input costs and increase their output costs, their production. And that means they have to learn how to work with nature. If we want to make it more profitable economically, we need to reduce the same inputs. So, and for the environmental point of view, we need to stop desertifying our land, turning our land into a desert. So I think all three factors are pointing towards a major shift in agriculture policy, a rethink, a going back to the ways that our grandparents did things with they grew food perfectly well without chemicals, without fertilizers, because there was a biological system which they worked within natural systems. And I think that the highest yields today are being produced by the ones who work with nature, and the ones who are using chemicals, they have less and less yields every year, and their costs are going up. So they're going out of business. And that's evidenced by the fact that you've got half the population now living in town. They've all gone bust and they've moved to town. So we need to change the way we think about this and redo the policy focused on how to build nature and work within those fundamental laws of nature.
Okay. And well, lastly, Mr. Shenton, there is misinformation on climate change. Many take the adverse impacts of the shifts in weather conditions such as floods, droughts, and even high temperatures as climate change. This has affected their approaches to combat it, such as we've seen, and that is still climate change. How would you define climate change, and what could be the immediate remedy in Zambia, considering the misinformation that we have?
Yeah, I think that that's true to a large degree. I mean, we've become victims of climate change. And when you're a victim, you can't think. You can't solve your problem. So let's change our mindset. Let's think about this. We get a lot of rain, and more rain is running across the land, causing floods and leaving droughts. What we need is to fix the soil so that it's able to accept the rain where it falls and get the rain back in the ground. And then we'll find that this climate change the effect is far much less than we think. Because we have less floods, less drought, and we have more water, so there'll be, you know, much more production of plants and therefore animals.
Okay, and on that note, I'd like to thank you for joining us this afternoon and sharing your valuable insights, Mr. Shenton.
Thank you very much. You can all follow me on Grassroots Trust on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you very much.
Absolutely welcome. That was Mr. Rolf Shenton, who is a conservationist and consultant, but also the co-founder of the Grassroots Trust and former member of parliament for Mkoshi North. And within a separate development, government has ruled out extending the ongoing inspection of the provisional register of voters ahead of August 13th general elections. Acting Leader of Government Business and Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, told Parliament that the exercise will close as scheduled on March 8, 2026. Presenting a ministerial statement, Mr. Mwimbu did say the inspection process is aimed at ensuring that registered voters verify the accuracy of their details through both online and physical platforms. Mr. Mwimbu emphasized that the online platform, which opened to the public on the 22nd of February 2025, will close at the same time as the physical inspection exercise. The minister was responding to a point of clarification raised by Kwacha Member of Parliament, Charles Mulenga, who asked whether government was considering extending the exercise due to the reported low turnout. In response, Mr. Mwimbu said government will not extend the process, citing the need to adhere to the electoral calendar ahead of the general elections. He added that any extension could disrupt key timelines leading to the polls.
Madam Speaker, I would like to inform the nation that we are not going to extend the exercise. You may note that we have a calendar of events before the general elections on the 13th of August 2026. We will not want any change that will affect the calendar preceding the elections, Madam Speaker.
Economist and governance expert Kelvin Chisanga supported observations by PricewaterhouseCoopers Zambia that the country's improving economic outlook is being driven by consistent